Michigan's summer resort towns like Traverse City, Mackinac, and Petoskey live and die by the summer tourist season. Things slow way down in the winter. But for artists who live in the resort town of Harbor Springs year-round, the boom and bust cycle of the seasons is a blessing in disguise. Margaret Tveeden is an artist who's owned her own art gallery in Harbor Springs for a long time.
It's a big deal to be in business for 20 years.
Because up here, there's only a short window to get business done. Tveeden says 80% of her income comes in during the summer season to last her the entire year. While that season starts from May and goes through September, the real rush comes in during the 6 weeks after the 4th of July.
And if you haven't really made enough money within that six-week time, it's not good.
So yes, it's a little stressful, but this place attracts the kind of clientele that can allow artists to survive up here year-round.
They're from Chicago, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Detroit, and most people have 2 to 3 homes.
That means they have the money to buy art, and they're on vacation, so they have time to walk through galleries without being rushed or listen to a band play after dinner for longer than they would have if they were back home. When those tourists leave, business is slow, but for artists, there's a silver lining in these winter months.
It's completely time to get in your little art cave and make art and not have any interruptions.
Tveeden says she's really productive as an artist when the area transforms into a ghost town. That's when she and other artists stock up on their inventory for when the summer tourists come back. That's a perk other businesses in the area don't have.
Most of the people on Main Street, if you walk down right now, most of them are closed. They close up shop.
So I'm walking down the main street of Harbor Springs, just one block of Main Street, and I see three different art galleries, only one of which is actually open right now. Of all the stores I'm looking at, probably about a third are closed for the season. If you drive the gorgeous, windy road known as the Tunnel of Trees north from Harbor Springs, you'll hit the village of Goodhart. If you blink, you might miss it. It has two retail shops that close down in the winter. Then there's the general store, open year-round, selling groceries, cookies, and their signature pot pies.
So how's business lately there, Captain?
S-L-O-W.
S-L-O-W?
Yeah.
S-L-O,
That's Kirby Snively. He's a local here, chatting with store owner Jim Sutherland.
Yeah, it's wintertime. You know, what do you do in the winter?
Yeah.
Nobody here.
Hide, yeah.
Snively is an artist and musician who lives in the woods a few miles away from the general store. In the summer, he spends a lot of his time performing.
I've always been kind of more focused on the songwriting, keeping it real. I play acoustic guitar, harmonica.
The people aren't around for him to play gigs in the off-season, so Snively spends his time making beautiful handcrafted furniture out of things like birch bark, old nautical charts, and other pieces of nature he finds in his yard or around the area.
I found these clamshells when canoeing on the Maple River, just locally here.
But when things get tough, he sometimes needs to work outside the art world to make ends meet.
I've had lots of jobs. You know, I've done mostly working in the trades. I've done painting, wallpaper hanging, cement work. You know, I built my own home, did my own plumbing, electrical. I know how to do a lot of things, you know, that way.
But for a hardy northerner like Snively, the ebb and flow of being an artist up here is all worth it.
I'm a country guy. You know, I grew up out here and I just love being in the woods. It's where I feel like I belong.
I'm Emily Fox, Michigan Radio News.